Good evening, folks, and thank you for tuning in to Tonight at Santa Muerte. I'm your host, John Brixley. We're going to be interviewing a very special guest in this segment today, Santa Muerte's own freelance private detective, Diego Muerte. Now, Diego Muerte, how coincidental that you share the same name as our lovely city.
Not too coincidental, to be honest.
Oh, are your last name and the city of Santa Muerte somewhat connected?
Not in the least.
Oh.
But we're here to talk about names here, are we? When I agreed to this interview, you said you had questions about my work.
Yes, of course, but don't be so quick to get to the meat of this interview. We need an appetizer first. Let us get to know a little bit about you.
What could you want to know about me?
Do you have any siblings? Any kids?
No. I don't have anything like that.
What about parents?
I'm really not one to talk about my family matters, Mr. Brixley. I haven't spoken to them in a long time. And I will just leave it at that.
Well, how about anyone you're close to? You have a partner in your work, don't you? A Miss Bonnie Future?
Oh yes, Bonnie. She's a spectacular partner. We work really well together. Honestly, I couldn't do half of what I'm able to accomplish without her.
Oh? Any chance that there may be something more than just work partners?
We're good friends, but no attraction. Bunny is, some of us are just not ready for that sort of relationship. Our work is busy and dangerous.
What do you like most about Bonnie?
Well, not that you need to know, but there are many things I like about her. She's kind and empathetic. She's good at reading people, has an eye for detail. Bonnie is very good at thinking outside the box and looking at every angle of a situation. She's also very beautiful, has a deep, soothing voice. She's a good listener and knows just how I'm feeling and what to do. Any other questions?
Well, how did you become the city's greatest detective, Diego? What made you decide to go down this path?
Well, to put it simply, I grew up knowing about the injustice of this world, and I wanted to do whatever I could to balance the scales a bit more.
So you became a detective. Why not enroll in the police force?
Don't get me wrong. Sheriff Hune is a good man, and we're very lucky to have someone so dedicated to keep our police force as good as it is. But other districts are not so lucky. There is more crime behind the badge than there is in the streets in some cases. Besides, should the culprit hop a border? Being freelance allows me more mobility to achieve my goals rather than be forced to stay in my lane, so to speak.
So do you always get your bad guy?
Always. Eventually.
Well, what about the Manhattan case? Or the case of Ruth Moriquet?
The Manhattan case will be solved in time. Ruth Moriquet as well. I always get the bad guy. This one just happens to be a bit craftier than the ones before.
So this one, does that mean you believe the two cases could have the same killer?
Now, I didn't say anything like that. You best be careful, John. You don't want wild rumors, do you?
Well, you did say this one, as in singular, meaning there must be some sort of connection.
No connection. You're reading too much into this, and I suggest you drop this topic. What other questions do you have?
Is there a possible connection between the Manhattan and Ruth Moriquet cases?
Well, this has been a lovely interview, but I'm afraid I have a lot to do, so I better get going.
Come now, don't be like that. It's only a simple yes or no. Well, I'm afraid our time is indeed up for this interview. We'll be back with discussion and Santa Muerte local news after these messages.
This recording of Tonight at Santa Muerte is brought to you by the Tarot Killer Podcast, with Don McLeod as John Brixley and Santiago Marino as Detective Diego Muerte. Produced, directed, and written by Gene Bruce, and musical score by Russell Torres. Go to tarotkillerpodcast.com for updates, merch, and information on how you can support the show. Stay tuned for more interviews in the future and announcements for our pilot episode of the radio drama-like podcast, Tarot Killer.